grace upon us. Shed your grace upon us. Shed your grace upon us now. Shed your grace upon us. Shed your grace upon us. Shed your grace upon us now. If you believe in the stoic self, that value marks the hands of wealth, that all your love is all you have, yeah, I believe in that.
And I believe in holding on, flock of prayer or mighty song. I find my patience in the stones, the muted earth and she alone.
Whoa, shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us now. Shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us now.
If you believe in falling rain,
yeah, yeah,
home cooked food from mother's hands,
yeah,
if you don't overlook the simple things,
simple things, yeah,
oh, you best gonna be our friend.
Ooh.
If you believe in boundless blue, that touches dust and will undo, the world rocks shadows in dawn, the grace, the strength to carry on.
Shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us now. Shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us, shed your grace upon us now. Shed your grace,
your grace,
shed your grace upon us, shed your grace
upon us now.
Shed your grace,
your grace,
shed your grace,
your grace,
shed your grace upon us.
Human. To be human is to be broken open. Beige, brown, speckled, or blue, an egg cracked and emptying its contents, holding all nutrients, always a beginning, something given to feed upon, rich, and out of which life is becoming. Your heartbreak, a crack in the universe, the veil torn between worlds, this one and the next, bleed out between them like watercolor on the page. This place is for passing through, rooted wanderer. Then everything at once, like coming at you, and then at once, peaceful, beautiful. Eternity will never die. Eternity is alive in you, no matter what you look like, no matter what you do. Somewhere you know where you come from. You come to life by dying, your life's work of art. Gift what's inside you, a simple prayer for help, giving thanks, saying wow. It's impossible to lose heart. You can only lose its beat, rhythm, and function. Dance is the medicine. Music is life-giving, life-sustaining inspiration. Purpose is calling. Purpose is power to live again. Can one both lose heart and be heartened too? Deep wounds. You heal deep wounds. Stitching up all duality of inner and outer reality. From the inside out, you are holding open, space-making, gold ceiling, and the palette to color every shade of beautiful. Healing is knowing there is no separation between God and God. I can, you can, we can, with God's help, understand, become. Hearken, angel, to the beginning, the first proclamation, poetry, singing, breathing. You are, I am, with so many tears, hopeful and spirited.
Welcome to Online Worship with the Table for Sunday, June the 6th. My name is Matt Smith, and along with Linda Duhirsu, I serve as a co-pastor for this community of faith. We are physically located in East Sacramento at the corner of 53rd and H Streets. And last summer, we took over the administration of a small micro farm, you could call it, in South Sacramento, on the back area of an elementary school play yard, and we have been growing food there with our neighbors for the last 9 months or so. Most of the produce that we grow there on that small farm, we are sharing with those who are experiencing food insecurity. And we do that through the South Sacramento Interfaith Partnership's Food Closet. Over the last 14 months, our community has moved entirely online, and we together are in the midst of a significant transition over these coming weeks. In short, we will begin to gather for in-person worship on Sunday, July the 4th, in the sanctuary in East Sacramento. And while we get ready to begin in-person worship there, we are also moving our online community of faith from here on Facebook to thetable.live, and we'll do that over these coming weeks. We hope that many of you will be able to join us in person beginning July the 4th, and we hope that others will continue to share in life together online at this new platform that we're calling thetable.live. And we will continue to follow God's redeeming love by sharing in community volunteer shifts down at Table Farm on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays. This worship series that we're in right now, we are calling How It Started, How It's Going. And it would be fair to say that when pandemic started, we were one community of faith with one location. And how it's going? Well, here in this moment, we are on the brink of becoming one community of faith with three locations. The Table at Central UMC in East Sacramento, Table Farm in South Sacramento, and the Table.live, our online community of faith's new location that'll be playing out over these coming weeks. And you can learn more about our transition and our plans for all three of these locations on our website, thetableumc.org. And we will be launching the Table.live over the coming weeks and then moving toward in-person worship and online worship and continuing to reach and love and to create new community together down at Table Farm. We are so grateful to be in this together with all of you. We long to be a community of faith which celebrates God's unconditional love for all. And here at the Table, we believe that for God, all truly does mean all, not just in the beauty of Pride Month like we are in now, but all of the time. So if you'd like to learn more about our community of faith, I want to encourage you to text the word new to the number that's appearing there on your screen. When you're ready to meet with others, to learn more about how we share in life together, we'd invite you to sign up on our website for a 6-week series that Pastor Linda and I teach together. We call that series Growing in Faith, and we're in the middle of one Growing in Faith series right now, and then we'll begin a new one on Tuesday evening, August the 10th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time on August 10th. And that'll meet each Tuesday evening over those 6 weeks, and we would love for you to go to our website and to sign up for that. Again, that'll be online, so you can tune in from wherever you happen to be joining us. We're going to continue to move now in worship. This is our music team sharing a song by Liz Wright that is called I Remember, I Believe.
I don't know how my mother walked her trouble down. I don't know how my father stood his ground. I don't know how my people survived slavery. I do remember, that's why I believe.
I don't know why the rivers overflow their banks. I don't know why the snow falls and covers the ground. I don't know why the hurricane sweeps through the land every night.
is still running, I believe. Oh,
head on my lid, head on, head on my lid, head on my lid, head on, head on my lid, head on my lid, head on, head on my lid, head on my lid, head on, head on my
But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, and we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart, even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for the eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made, with hands eternal in the heavens.
In the time of my confession, in the hour of my deepest need, when the pool of tears beneath my feet flood every newborn seed, there's a dying voice within me Like Cain, I now behold this chain of events that I must break. In the fury of the moment, I can see the master's hand. In every leaf that trembles, in every grain of the flowers of indulgence and the weeds of yesteryear, like criminals, they have choked the breath of conscience and good cheer. And the sun beat down upon the steps of time to light the way. In the sorrow of the night, in the violence of a summer's dream, in the chill of a wintry light, in the bitter dance of loneliness, fading into space, in the broken mirror of innocence, on each forgotten face, I hear the ancient footsteps like the motion of the sea. Sometimes I turn, there's someone there. Other times it's only me. I'm hanging in the balance of the reality of man. Like every sparrow falling, like every grain of sand.
This worship series, How It Started, How It's Going, actually began as a social media meme about relationships. People would post two photos, a beginning and a current one, side by side. This meme quickly morphed many directions, and it became especially noteworthy during pandemic, with photos that began in March 2020 side by side with a current photo, whenever that was. With this in mind, we have asked persons from our community to share their own How It Started, How It's Going testimony. This week in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we hear his encouragement to look forward to Christ's ultimate victory over death. To be clear, this is not meant to encourage a spirituality that is indifferent to the real struggles of our life right here, today, in the present. It's actually the opposite of that. His words are meant to give ancient followers of Jesus, as well as all of us, hope and grounding in the love of God that companions us through unavoidable pain and struggle that is part of our human condition. It also allows them and us to envision God's healing and new life coming into all circumstances and bringing transformation. So this is our community of faith and their reflections on this passage and their life in the world at the table.
Hey everyone, my name is Brendan Lowe. A lot of you probably may know me as the music director, and some of you watching this may not, but I'm here to share my experience. And essentially in the beginning, when COVID first started, I felt pretty optimistic, actually. I was thinking that everything was kind of going to blow over soon or just kind of end quickly. And that obviously wasn't the case. And as things continued, I felt myself kind of slip further and further into a lot of dark areas, a lot of dark places. And there was definitely some really rough times there. Obviously not being able to go out or do anything, see friends, see family. Luckily, I was stuck in my condo with my girlfriend, so that was very, very nice. But I definitely feel for people who are single. But it was some of the darkest times of my entire life, honestly. And it was just extremely hard. Now, looking back on that, I wouldn't change any of it for anything, honestly. And all the knowledge and skill set that I learned recording the music, and I'm sure everyone watching this has seen, is just, it's going to serve me for the rest of my life. And I'm so grateful for that. And obviously, I'm grateful for the rest of everything that happened too, as well, in regards to just appreciation and more gratefulness for the beauty of life, for the beauty of my family. I just got to see my family recently, which was just unbelievable, right? Just to touch and hug your family and be around the people that you care for was just astounding. And you know, I think these times are built into life for that, you know, and I will always forever hold that time in COVID with me anytime that I'm kind of moving forward in life with anything that's to come, right? It's already been happening in my head when a situation may arise or something, like it just starts kind of like repeating like a broken record, like, well, at least it wasn't COVID, right? I think a lot of us can relate to that. At least it's not COVID. You know, at least we don't have to quarantine again. I think that's going to stick with us for a really, really long time because, you know, just it was just so awful. And so now with this newfound appreciation for different things and just realizing how important community is, how important music is, how important family is, love, all those different things, you know, it really, really served a purpose in my life for sure. And it'll always stay with me going forward to help me and assist me in a lot of different ways in a positive light, not in a negative light, in a positive way. And so for that, I'm truly grateful. And again, I wouldn't change any of it if I could go back. Thanks a lot. See you guys later.
When I think of how it started, I think about being in a hotel room in Burbank. I was there for work. I would go there at least two nights, pretty much every week. And I remember getting a call from my boss saying that they were suspending all travel. And I thought to myself, okay, give it a couple of weeks. And I'm sure we'll all be back to doing what we all normally do. And well, 2 weeks turned into a month, turned into 2 months, and suddenly, and it felt very sudden for me. I found myself not able to do the things that I love, not able to travel, not able to go see friends, not able to spend time with my family. And seeing all of the fear around and the unknowns, all of the lack of answers, it really felt like in the scripture, it really felt like everything was wasting away. And I think it was around the time that the Black Lives Matter movement picked up around midsummer with the death of George Floyd. It was about that time that I really felt a shift in myself. Up to that point, I was feeling really down. I was feeling really sorry for myself for missing all of the things that I had used to love. And then suddenly there's this movement going on with people raising their voices around something that is really, really important. And I think that is what helped pull me out of that deep, dark place that I was in. And, you know, it took something to remind me that there's something more than just me out there. There's a bigger movement. There's important work and important voices to be heard. And it was really at that point that I started to feel just engaged again with life, engaged with my friends. I started reaching out to check in on more of my friends. We figured out ways to spend time with my family where we could be safe, we could sit outside, we could wear masks. Suddenly the fear started becoming less and less. And I think we all started to get a little bit more confidence in how, you know, we could see that even though we still didn't have very many answers, even though life still felt like it was wasting away in some ways, that was just now. That was just temporary. And I think, you know, looking at the people taking to the streets and making their voices heard helped me to have perspective on, yeah, we're going through something really difficult and can be really scary at times, but there are really important movements, really important things that need to be done still. And, you know, if those people can go out in the streets and if they can raise their voice and stand for what they believe in, certainly I can get out of bed in the morning and do what I can to contribute to the movement, to learn all I can about the movement, and, you know, just to realize that this is temporary, this is of this moment, and I can look to the future and I can see what is to come, and I can have faith. I can have faith that there is good to come. There is good to come for me. There is good to come from this movement. There is good to come to our society and to this world. And so how it's going is I'm trying to hold on to that. I'm trying to remember that. I am trying to focus, as the scripture says, I'm trying to focus on our inner nature and how I can contribute to my own inner nature being renewed day by day and how I can contribute to the world. And to the inner nature of others, of our inner nature being renewed day by day. And it's not easy. Some days I don't know what to do. But I think that I can look to these last many months and find faith, find hope in that for the future. And I'm excited that we are working to come back together into a place and be together on a regular basis again.
Let me start by saying that the pandemic is a tragedy, and there are many, many lives that are still being lost. And even in our family, there were lives lost from COVID death. So I appreciate and understand that being able to ask the question, how have I grown from pandemic, comes from a place of privilege, and that my growth has been largely positive is, I acknowledge, full of privilege. But in the before times, we were the kind of family that had activities 7 days a week. My wife and I have two kids, 10 and 13, and they each have sports. And 7 days a week, no joke, we had practices, games, activities, play dates. We were driving around all the time. We both work full time. So our lives were very full. And then we started to shelter in place, and all of that was over. And we learned eventually to live with a new normal that, for me, had a lot of silver linings. See, in the before days, we used to be the kind of family that didn't have time very frequently to watch a movie together. And we were passing each other, seeing each other in passing. But now, afterward, we had to fill the time together and turn to each other for discussion and entertainment. And we played board games. We did puzzles. We were the kind of family that watched movies suddenly. We saw all the Star Wars movies. We saw the Marvel movies. We swam together. We spent the summer taking naps, going swimming, staying inside the house. Everyone's in the house all the time. So I learned to cook. In all of my life, I had never learned to cook before and certainly had never enjoyed it the way I enjoy it now. So for me, this experience has been a gift, an unexpected gift of learning to be able to be more patient, to be able to tell stories about my life that I would never have otherwise been able to tell. And more than that, being able to hear stories from my kids and my wife that I had never heard before, that I would never have otherwise known. And so the way it's going, I'm not unrealistic. I know we're going back to it, and that's going to be great too, to travel again, to go to see live music, to see each other again. That's going to be great. But for me, the experience was one that was golden. That time I'll never forget.
Thank you, friends, for your messages. And we can look forward to more of these messages in the coming weeks as we prepare to move with one another and God into a new season of life together, which will be both online and in person and at Table Farm. It's so moving to hear our community talk about how suffering and new life really go hand in hand in so many ways. God's renewing love is never as far away as we might think. So I invite us to hold these reflections that we have heard and Paul's ancient words and to move into prayer. This is a prayer from Work of the People. It was created by Kelly Ann Hall. Let us pray.
These times are getting the best of me. My mind, my soul, my tired body, my whole being is off. I keep looking for something familiar, something foundational, something solid that makes me feel secure. I think of you and search for a sermon, verse or song, anything that used to soothe my troubles, feed my soul, enliven my spirit, keep me going. I want a message from a resistant prophet. I want an invitation to leave work and come see miracles. I want to know you love and protect me. I long to feel safe. Just come up strong around me. Hold me. You know, I used to think of you differently. I was so sure, so certain I had it all figured out. But then I experienced loss and emptiness and inhumanity and insanity, and realized I had to grow up. I left all that I knew to know you. The you beyond the metaphors. The eternal, true God. You are more than I expected. Nothing and no one on earth is like you. There isn't anything that measures up to your love. It never loses, and it never leaves. You are the living will. You are the enduring love. You are the speaking word. You are the stabilizing matter, the ground of all being. Reassure us in our time of need, God. Surround us and secure us in your love. There isn't anything that measures up to your love. It never loses, and it never leaves.
Hear our prayers, O God. Amen. We are so grateful for those who have stepped forward to share their witness with us in this worship series. And you, I think, might want to hear some of this again. At least some folks have asked me recently, where can they find past worship services? So I want to remind everyone that you can always look back at worship by going to our website, thetableumc.org. And there you will find our message archive, and you have it at the touch of your fingertips whenever you need it. If you would all like to make a gift to help our community of faith align ever more deeply with God's love, we invite you to go to our website, thetableumc.org, and there you're going to find a link for online giving in the upper right-hand corner. It's a really simple process to make a one-time gift or even to set up recurring giving. If you prefer, it's also possible to give by text, and you can simply text any amount to the number that is right there on the screen. We're going to go out this morning with the knowledge and the deep assurance that we are all in this together. Sacramento has moved into the orange tier with less restrictions. More and more among us are vaccinated, which is part of how we care for those around us. We know that pandemic is not over, but with God's help and our love for one another, we hold hope in God's unfolding future for all of God's children. Holding this hope, we want to close with, "Heaven, help us all. Go in peace, loving God and your neighbor in all that you do. Amen."
Heaven help the child who never had a home. Heaven help the girl who walks the streets alone. Heaven help the roses if the bombs begin to fall. Heaven help us all. Heaven help the man if he struggles one more day. Heaven help the woman if she turns it back away. Heaven help the one who kicks another if they crawl. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us all. Heaven help us, Lord, hear our call when we fall. Heaven help the boy.
was all. Now I lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep. Keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
Heaven.